tonight. Item number one is a zoning agreement amendment for 998 Key Waiton Street under file ZAA-7 of 2001. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item two is a variance at 998 Key Waiton Street under file DAV-135-994 of 2011-D.
Okay. I'd like to call the applicant up, Mr. Terry McKellar. Yes.
He has 10 minutes?
Yes, and maybe at the very beginning, and just indicate tonight that our representations will be limited to 10 minutes each.
Mm-hmm. All of our representations this evening will be limited to 10 minutes. Terry, if you can please state your full name and address, please.
My name is Terry McKellar, and I reside in Winnipeg at 80 Greendale Avenue. But I am employed at J&J Penner, and our address is Suite 193 Lombard.
Okay. Thank you.
the property in question is a commercial site at 998 Key Waiton, and in consultation with the city planners and zoning people, the owners have asked me to submit this application in order to complete the development of the property they had purchased sometime in 2004. It is the rear portion of the property that is undeveloped at this point, and the owners would like to finish the development to make it a best viable commercial site, and they are doing that in conjunction with the planner and the neighborhood, so understanding that there is a residential area that just backs onto the property. I don't really have anything to say particular about it other than we've done this planning in consultation with the owners and the planner to make sure we apply, and where we haven't, we've now made the application before you. And that's, if there's any questions.
Yes, Councillor. You have a question?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. McKellar, for coming down. And with respect to the zoning amendment agreement, pardon me, the zoning agreement amendment, you've read the report, you're satisfied with it?
Yes, I am.
And then the same thing with the variance, you've read the report, you're satisfied with it?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
No further questions, Madam Chair.
And I think I heard you say that if there is any objection, I would have a chance to speak to that.
Yes, you will have a chance to come back and rebut.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Ted Soladuk, you're in support, sir. You could first of all state your name and address.
My name is Ted Soladuk, and my address is 539 Victoria Avenue West in Francona. But I'm employed with J.J. Penner as the area supervisor.
Do you have anything further to add to support the application?
Well, like the owners want to complete the project in there right now. It's backing against McDonald's, and it's been always a real problem. I was there almost a year in development of the first portion, third portion of it, and there's always garbage and everything else in there. I feel if that thing is developed, it will clean up that area and look much nicer.
Okay. Any questions? Councillor Pacticken?
Yeah, Madam Chair, thank you, sir. The fence that's going to be constructed there, the fence in the past has been kicked in and driven over and everything else. What kind of fencing are you building there? Is it going to withstand some of the potential pitfalls that the previous fence has encountered?
Well, if the building comes across there,
yeah,
then they'll kind of hinder the traffic through there, so
okay,
the fencing wouldn't be as critical as it is now, because it's wide open and we have all kinds of graffiti and a lot of problems there right now.
But you're aware that the current fence has had a lot of sustained quite a bit of vandalism in the past.
Yes.
So the current fence that you will be or the future fence that you'll be constructing will be of some nature that it will, I guess, withstand some of that vandalism?
Well, I think we'll have to look into that.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to this application and they're in support? Is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak to this application and you're in opposition? Is there anyone whose name has not been called who wishes to speak or just registered in, for information, sorry? Mr. McKellar, would you like to come back, or nothing further to add at this point? Or you'll have to come here, sir. It's a long ways in the chamber.
It's probably nothing to add, because yeah. There's no opposition.
Thank you. In regards to the question about the fence and the construction, nothing has been decided. What was there was wood, and it did take a beating. We've had conversations in the past, and I think with the landscaping that we would submit a plan to the city as to what the intentions were there to construct.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I'm prepared for a motion.
Okay.
I'll move that the report. Pardon me. I'll move that the.
Councillor Pacquiao.
Sorry.
Councillor, I made a typo
in the recommendation 1C5.
1C5. Okay.
It should say, it says the date July 1st, 2011. It should be 2012.
Okay. As amended. And while you're at it, actually, what kind of condition would I put in there if I wanted the fencing and landscaping to come back to this committee for approval?
They do have a plan approval clause right now. And it would come here.
It would come here?
Yeah, in the existing zoning agreement.
Okay, excellent. Okay, Madam Chair, I'll move that the report, I will move that.
Report of the Winnipeg Public Service. It's right after. Page 3.
Oh, here. I'll move that the. Yeah, it's funny. Eh? I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
I'll move receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Carried.
I'll move that.